Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Okay, today I'm going to be showing you and teaching you how you can destroy your family. Yeah, how you can ruin your family. What kind of topic is this? Yes. So, follow what I'm going to teach you now and destroy your family. What is that? Pay attention on how you can ruin your family. You know, people, when you talk to them straight, they don't really hear. When you say, don't we will hear, they will hear. So, when they please, we will hear by Babalawo, we need it. Would they be there? One man was already weeping when he saw it. He withdrew his rod. He used his cloth. He started cleaning the place. People know they hear what? You will not forget this one. Because it's sarcasm. It's sarcasm. What kind of message is that? Our pastor in the church, wicked. He taught us how we can use our own hand like this. Destroy our family. Yes. How you can ruin your own home, your family, by yourself and by your own hand. Shall we? There's no other message, Joe. If you are opening your mouth, close it. Shall we? Make sure you read it. You carry your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6 to 12. Now these things were our examples. Examples. Your home would not be a bad example. To the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also, the people in the past, lusted. Verse 2. Verse 7. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it's written, the people that sat down to eat and drink and arose up to play. Verse 8. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. That's 23,000 people died in one day because they were doing bullshit. Verse 9. Will you go? Verse 9. Go now. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted. What happened now? Have we finished? How you can destroy your own family. And were destroyed of serpents because they tempted God. Next verse now. Neither murmur ye, and some of them, don't forget this verse. Neither murmur ye, and some of them murmured. And because they were murmuring, they were destroyed of the destroyer. Your family will not be destroyed. Please, I need you to be here, spirit, soul, and body. Okay, next verse. Now, all these things happen unto them. All this happen unto them, those people. For example, your family will not be a bad example. As they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Verse 12. Want to go, verse 12. Can you read loud and clear verse 12 for me? Go now. Yes. Wherefore, let him that thinketh is standard. In the name of Jesus, he will not fall. Yes. So this case, I'm going to show you now. I'm going to show you bad family. Very, very terrible family. I'm going to show you awesome families in the Bible. They did the right thing and their family were intact. Everything was fine. I'm going to show you some other families that are not too good. And they destroyed their family. A whole family can go into extinction. Ben, you just see that very soon the family doesn't exist anymore. And these 10 things, when your family does it, or you and other people in the family are practicing it, if you are more practicing it than the other, except somebody step out of that family is going to extinction. I pray for you. Your family will not go into extinction. Your amen is not born again. Your family will not go into extinction. Are you ready? So this particular service, you are free to ask questions. You can write it down or you can ask face to face. So in the next few minutes, I'm going to be done with these 10 things that when you do them, you ruin your own family, you ruin your own home by yourself. It's not the devil that did it. It's you will not ruin your own home. So when you look at the Bible, you see a father sacrificing his daughter. Say, if I should win this war, I'm going to sacrifice my daughter. Is it not in the Bible? Is there? When you look at the Bible, you see one man had 1,000 wives, 700 wives, 300 girlfriends. It's in the Bible. When the Bible, you see another family, all the family conspired against one boy. They sold their own brother to the Ishmaelite. It's in the Bible. You're surprised. Wicked people in the Bible, yes. Do you know what you fear me about God? Even the mistake of Abraham, God did not hide it. He put it in the Bible for us. So no matter how fine, how I try to perfect my life, your mistake and everything about your life, it's being documented. Ah, you will not be the bad example people will learn from. You read the Bible about a particular woman that carried her own housemaid like this. Say, take, sleep with her. I say for Bible. You see the Bible about daughters sleeping with their father, made their father drunk, and they made their father impregnated. It's in the Bible. We did for Bible. You say about a man, how can you wake up one day and go and marry a woman from the idol family, and you know that you are a king, and you go and marry Jezebel. It's in the Bible. So you see some nonsense in the Bible. Say, how conditioned? God kept it there so that you and I can learn and will not make their mistake. Can I hear, you? So please, if you are here today, or if you are just coming, or you didn't hear me well, I'm teaching you on how you can ruin your own home or destroy your family by yourself, not the devil. You did it. But let me quickly pray for you. You will not ruin your home. So we address family issues today. All parents, listen. All children, please listen. Grandparents, listen. Singles, listen. Married, listen. If you follow this and you can avoid this, I can tell you, not in this world will your family scatter. Not in this world will your family have problems. Can I hear a big amen? Number one, ingratitude. Ingratitude. Because of time and because of answering questions, I will not lay much emphasis on life experiences that I've seen as a pastor. So I will just teach you, because if I start putting life experiences and emphasis, we will not live here today. Ingratitude. You want to ruin your family? Build your family. You, your husband, you, your wife, and children, build yourself to be ungrateful. Be ungrateful, family. Let the wife not appreciate the husband. Let the husband not appreciate the wife. Very good. Let the children not appreciate each other. Let the family not appreciate God. There is nothing that God has done that is special to you. What has He done? What is it? What is the difference between my life and others? Please continue. So that family can quickly ruin. Ungrateful father, ungrateful mother, ungrateful. Everybody ungrateful. Congratulations. And the family is going to extinction. Family of God in our wilderness. The Bible said in the book of Exodus chapter 15, 22 to 25. And Moses brought them, Israel, from the Red Sea. They went into the wilderness of Saul. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of the place called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? There's nothing they didn't talk. Oh, you could have left us in Egypt. In Egypt, we are eating cucumber. These people, they don't have sense. In Egypt, we are eating garlic. Garlic that will make your mouth to be smelly. In Egypt, we are eating. Yes, that's what I was saying there. Thank God this man of God concentrated. But it got to a time God couldn't handle their bullshit anymore. Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, NLT. Exodus 16, verse 3. If only the Lord had killed us back in Egypt, God would have left us so that we can die in Egypt. Can you imagine? Is this the kind of family you had too? That you talk to God anytime? And when I came to this land, I drank garri for so many months. My distance in the toilet is white because I was drinking garri for months and it didn't show on my face. And the family I was staying with saw that I drink garri with cutlery. Barely. I drink garri with fork, knife, and spoon. And what get when God elevated me from that level? I have a woman I used to buy this thing from, head of chicken. You remember? Everybody, I remember my past. Oh Lord. Until one said, Mama, I'm coming. No, show you what. And the stupid police, police. He was following me. When I finished, so I went to the mama and said, Mama, where is the ori? And he saw that the ori was small thing. Put in, and he said, and you put two chefs, you'll be causing trouble. I said, what? When I had ori, I was sticking his head of him. I said, can you imagine your life? And when God helped me, I got it from that, from head of chicken to fish in this land. In this land, I had PhD in suffering. But it never showed on my face. I was still doing counseling and I was still praising God. Benny, praising God. Please, if you are here and you have an ungrateful children, keep teaching them to be ungrateful. One day they will use you for sacrifice. Benny, if you are here till today, I'm the one that give money in my house. I'm not a man that share bills that you 50-50. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it will not be my portion. You can be doing it on men. Continue. And that's why she will tell you, you have to do this, you have to share it. You have to wash plate too, since we are both paying bills. And after I finish eating, I will still say, thank you. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Don't say thank you now. Let me cook the money and eat my money. Thank you. Not only thank you, obey do at all. I have had to eat one soup 3-4 days and said, keep this soup for me again. Benny. I have had to. They say, I said, I will eat this one. This one. Eat it. I have had to keep some food, some in the fridge. Warm it for me. Until you are grateful. I have finished it several times, including yesterday. I said, Lord, I thank you. I am not eating in the prison. Have you seen the kind of heat that is in Nigeria now? Sometimes I bath 4 times a day. How can you cope if you are in the prison? You can't bath in the prison, man. If you are sleeping here, you are an ungrateful person. For God to make you to be hearing this message and you are still doing like this, you are ungrateful. You are wicked. And this is my prayer for you. The Lord will forgive you. Begin to appreciate yourself. Let the spouses appreciate themselves. Let the children appreciate themselves. If that family will not go into extinction. God gave them manna. They said, what is this? Listen to me. For every soul and every family, there is a promised land. But before you get to that promised land, you are going to eat manna. How you treat the manna will determine if you will see your promised land. Can I pray for you? May you not use your own hand to destroy your family. May God not... In fact, it got to a time. God said, all children from 20 above, God killed them in wilderness. Go and read the Bible. Then, families go into extinction if they are ungrateful. Mention your family name. Let me pray. May your family be a grateful one in the name of Jesus. Number 2, how to ruin your family. You are free to ask me a question. Allow jealousy. Build a family of jealousy. Make your sitting every time in that place to jealous other family. Build your children, your spouse, all of you. Be jealous. And let that jealousy be even from each other, because you do it. Charity begins from your home. Allow jealousy to direct the way you treat each other. And you will ruin your home in no time. There is no Satan. You are the Satan. Should I continue now? I'm not hearing you. You remember the false brothers, Cain and Abel? The Bible said in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5 and 8. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord, and Abel he also brought, and of the first fruits of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel. You see that? Every offering you give in life, can I pray for you? May God have respect unto them. Yes, I told you, don't let your meal be special than your offering. Because your offering delivers you from suffering. I'll come to teach you. If all you say about me, this guy, honest pastors and thieves, somebody said yesterday, could need that from a pastor. Yes, we're saying it online. That's what he said. Whatever has happened to you, you bring all pastors together, and the only thing you can give to us is cause. Amen. That's amen. But for your family too. If that's the only thing the pastor deserves. But you will not hear anybody cause Babalawo Afar. No, they won't. So people started cursing him. I was laughing. I said, are you late, Ibaje? And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. There are some things you do in life that God will have respect to. Offering is one of them. The second thing is worship. Don't forget in life. Then I continue. Bogdan unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. That means the offering was a waste. Your offering will not be a waste. And Cain was angry and his countenance fell. Okay, verse 8. Will you read together, everybody, with me now? Oh, was that verse 5? I'll finish verse 5. Okay, verse 8 now. And Cain talked with his brother. And it came to pass as they were in the field, he rose up against his brother. He cried him. Why? Because of jealousy. Teach your children. See, I preach here about Mr. and Mrs. Wrong. Make sure that when one of you, maybe the wife or your husband, has this problem, you solve it. Don't say, it's my husband, I have to support him or her. Say, I hear you. You won't answer me. All the nonsense support system, you are supporting yourself. When you support nonsense, the family goes into extinction. When I was going to marry, I told my wife, when I made mistake, you know what, correct me. When I preach another Jesus to you, leave me alone so that my family can be intact. Ask her. I have brought them into my office several times. The key is there. Check everywhere. There's no juju. I did it for another sister here. I said, come, I'm not giving your husband juju. Check everywhere. She was crying. I said, start checking. That's the best I can do. That's the best I can do. If you are here and you are a jealous family, do you remember Joseph? The Bible said, and Jacob loved Joseph, Abby, and he gave him a coat of many colors, eh? And his brother hated him. And this one too had a dream and went to tell them that I had a dream. All of them. When I gathered and I bowed down, I said, okay, no problem. And they sold him out. They first put him in the pit and they sold him out to this man. Don't be so. Because of jealousy, they sold their brother out. In that family, if you don't teach your children well, if you don't nurture your spouse very well, the meaning of bridegroom is that you groom your bride. You groom your wife. Benny, man, sir. Okuni, listen to me, man. Listen to me, man. You groom your wife. Listen to me. Don't let your wife groom you. All men say, I hear you. I used to listen to my wife. You are something else. Not today. You groom bride and bride groom. You groom her. You groom her. No, madam. We are not doing that. Don't let there be jealousy in your house, or else the house is going to go down. Can I pray for your home? Your home will not go down. Yeah. Your amen is going like okra. 1 John 3:12. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and he by his brother, wherefore slew him, because his own work were evil, and his brother's righteous. Every form of jealousy in your family. You're always talking about another family. Look at them. What is wrong with them? Self. Look at how they address the church. That's the beginning of destruction. In my house, we don't address personalities. We address issues. If you have a problem with people, go meet them and solve it. Stop tabling people's matter in your home. It's jealousy. Yoruba say, I judge you on Koshie Willejo. The battle of I pass you cannot be told. There is nothing God has given to somebody that they will not give to you too. Everybody has their time. There is nothing my friends and my siblings and my colleagues have gotten that God has not given to me. what they have early, I pray for you, you will get yours too. I know you will not say amen to this message, so I'm going to be very brief. Galatians chapter 5 verse 20. The Bible said love is not jealousy. Love is not jealous. No, no. The jealousy is the work of the flesh. Look at it. Idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, then what? Jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition. All these are the works of the flesh. May God deliver your home from unnecessary, demonic jealousy in the name of Jesus. Same family whereby the husband is jealous of the wife. Ben. Same family where the wife is jealous of the husband. You are jealous of your husband. Both of you need God. You need Jesus' tablet in your life. I've seen family where the man said, you can never be better than me. Maybe we should talk about that for a minute. God is an awesome God. That's why God gave man work before woman came. So woman came to help man. So any man that doesn't have work, you are not supposed to marry them. Ben, now you are married a man and God has started blessing you. If he's a mature man, he should support you. And when his own time comes, you do what? You support him. Are you listening to me? I continue. So to ruin your family, let jealousy thrive among your children. Then treat one special than the other. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, look at me. Have this belief that whatever belongs to you is mine too. What God has done for Pastor Soji will do mine too. Hello. And if God can do for him, my own is coming. That is how you can conquer jealousy. And I told you several times that when God bless somebody with what you don't have yet, or even if you have it, go and bless them. Have I not taught you that? Who not they do harm? Number three, how to ruin your family. How to destroy your home by yourself. Not Satan. Don't fear the person of the Holy Spirit. No fear God. No fear God. Teach your children, say no God, no day. Tell them what you now go do for church. Just teach them like that. And that family will go down. Can you help me with your family name? Let me pray. Quick, say it. Have you said it? Your family will not go down. Carry your Bible with me. Acts chapter 5 from 1 to 5. Acts chapter 5 from 1 to 5. Then we'll read from 8 to 10. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh man, oh man, is Jesus. Are you in Acts chapter 5? Oh man, is Jesus. I hope you know you can change your family status and do anything. There's nothing God cannot do. See, what he has done before, he can do again. He's even doing now. The problem with you and I is that you believe that Bible now pastors and Bible is a fable. But I believe this word of God died, and what he has done before, he can do greater and much more than now. Because the Bible says God can do exceeding abundantly above. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me finish it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 5. How to destroy your family. How to ruin your family. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira and his wife sold the possession. Next verse, will you read for me? Go! And they kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy of it. And bought a certain part. And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. That's not the problem. Verse 3, go. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep my part of the price of the land? Verse 4, will you read with me? Please go. While it remained, when it was in your hand, was it not yours? And after it was sold, was it not in your power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in your heart? That thou lie unto men. Thou lie not. Thou hast lied thou hast not lied unto men. But unto who?
Verse 5.
One to go. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Wait. Some people I don't know. Why should me and my wife conspire on lie? If that house will continue, somebody must say the truth. Help me. And you shall know. And the truth that you know will set you. And you know the remaining story. Even the wife came, the wife said the same thing. Why? Me and my husband agree. Why? Go and listen to Mr. and Mrs. Wrong. Why? They didn't die because of the money. They died because they lied to the Holy Spirit. No, they joke with God. Oye na mahia po hiya small boy. Oye na mahia po hiya small boy. Jesus na big man. See. You can be playing with other small gods and be lying to them that Paul or send me. Go and attack. No, be God. But I said, the fear of God, you will not say it with me. That's Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Can I please beg you, fear God. The family that didn't fear God will go into extinction. Your children are doing the wrong thing. You said, leave them for me. Titanic, that man said, that this ship is so big that even God cannot turn it. Say you know. What happened to it? A group of students were going to school and their mother gave them crates of egg. So they were putting crates of egg. And the mother said, James, John, Julie, God will go with you. He said, there is no space for God in this motto. If God wants to go with us, he can go and stay in the trunk. They had an accident and the motto was right off. But all the eggs in the trunk, because God was with them there, didn't crack. One popular man that you all know was smoking, his popular musician, as he was smoking, oh, far away, you know, like this. He said, God, that is for you. He had lung cancer. You remember, Volkswagen, they call it? They were the best before, until they said, Volks before God. And decided to go down. What do you have as a family that is making your head? You know, we have some family, they are a group of lawyers. I've seen family, everybody there in a doctor. Kilo Welori, in that, that's why I think you are what? I've seen a family, everybody there, they be prophets. Everyone there, they be prophets. Then, what do you have that you are not giving? You want your family to go into extinction? No fear God. No fear God. Yes, say will be God, and that family will go down in history. Help me with your family name again. Your family will not go down in history. Why am I not hearing you? Because you are listening to this voice, because you are hearing this service. Your family will not go down in life in the name of Jesus. Teach your children to fear God. Teach your children to fear God. All the gods, all of them,
they are the worst of men. You are the only God. There is no like you.
If you fear God, there are some things you will not do. Number 4, how to ruin your family. You are still angry with me with the topic? Number 4, be deceitful. Let everybody in that house be deceitful. You know, the Bible says, in every family, every nation, every city, God is looking for one man. That's why you cannot soon sleep and everybody will put head on the same. You must be different in that family. When this is a bush or God, daddy, mommy, whatever, this is not good. Olurebi, this is not good. Don't say, my elder brother said, my father said, my mother said, since my mother hates him, I have to hate him. Be deceitful. Come, let me show you. The name of Jacob means a deceiver. I'm going 10. This is number 4. I will accept from number one, but I want you to pain people that didn't come to church early. I want you to pain them so that you'll be coming to church early. Number one, I won't tell you. Number two, I won't tell you. Number three, I won't tell you. You will continue from number four if you are just entering now. And if anybody wants to do exposure, offer GLO. What's offer GLO? If you want to aspire to this thing, do you know what we used to do in school now, eh? And all the people covering their books when we are in school, where are they now? Let's be serious for once, okay? So Jacob's meaning was a deceiver. Nabi? And Jacob and his mother pulled a string against. God has already blessed you. Look at me. Stop stealing from people. See, I hear you. God has blessed you. See you. And the string they pulled, he had to run for his life. You remember? And he ran to the house of his uncle Laban. Shay, you remember? And he worked for 7 years to marry Rachel. Shall you remember? After 7 years, they deceived him too, and they gave him big nose Rachel. Rachel gave big nose. They gave him Leah, the elder sister of Rachel. And he worked another 7 years. Shall you remember? See, if your family is a deceiving family, everything in life is give and take. Whether we preach it in church or not, there is a law called the law of karma. So deceived all the family. Laban deceived him. He worked for 21 years. Why? If Laban can do that to his brother, what will he do to an outside person? God had to warn him, leave him alone. He don't suffer. Your children will not suffer. I'm not hearing you. You will not suffer. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, amplified. 1 Peter 2, 1. So, is it amplified? So be done with every trace of wickedness, depravity, malignity, and all deceit and insincerity, pretense and hypocrisy, grudges, envy, jealousy, and slander, and evil speaking of every kind. Now, I read John chapter 8, verse 44 for you. He are of your father, the devil. This is not your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And the loss of your father you will do. It's not your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. He was a murderer from the beginnings and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh in his own words. He speaketh of his own, for he is a liar. So homes that try in their deceit, husband and wife, if you are not going to trust that man, why did you marry him? I used to tell my children, I told their mother, I trust my children. I told them, I trust you. You will not disgrace us. That's all. In those days when we are going out, my mother will tell you, remember. So that is enough. It's enough preaching. My father will preach to you. If you do evil there, stay there. Don't come home. Simple preaching. I heard from this one. I heard from this one. Now go to school. Go to school like this. When I see evil, remember, the son of who you are, let deceit die in that family now. I'm not hearing you. Let the seed die in your home now in the name of Jesus. But can you stubbornly stand with the truth? It's only the truth that can set you free. Don't be a deceitful family. When something is wrong, face it. Who does not love his son or daughter? In fact, there's a problem with the people I love most. They mess up. When I love somebody so well, the person will mess up. So the only thing we can do for them is to pray for them. So I pray for your family right now. Your family will not go down the drain in the name of Jesus. Number five, treat sin casually. Treat sin as if, what is it? What have I done that people have not done? Help me, Ima, in English. Help me in English. The word they do, are you world? Are you the world? Carry your Bible. Let me show you. If you check Matthew 5, 27 to 28, you see something there. You know, the problem of David started from idleness. Everybody was on the war front. He didn't go. He does not like David. From idleness to lust. From lust to lying. And from lying to cry. He murder. And that's why when his children started committing sin, they couldn't stand it. They couldn't stop it. They told you that your daughter is watching porn. You said, leave my daughter for me. You are there. You know that your daughter is engaged to somebody that you don't marry. But people come into the house to sleep with your daughter and you are alive. Ben, you know that your husband is an armed robber. You are the one that watch over the lamp when he has gone to steal. Not be joke. People came all the way from Port Harcourt. We started church 2000. So they came, five of them, and they said they are looking for a particular brother. And I said, what's his name? So they told me. And I started praying. The Lord said, where is his wife? They said, his wife too. They can't find him. And I said, they should check the house. Is there a lamp? You know lamp. So when this guy is going to steal, he put on the lamp. You know lamp now? Those lamps we used to use those days. In fact, I didn't meet it. Eh? No, Atuba. It's fitila. It's not lantern. Fitila is a lamp made with clay. So they now do one part of it like this that they can put what is a wool now? Wool. Wig. So they will now put matches there. So when this boy is going to steal, his wife watch over it. And that light must not go off. There is no bullet they will give him. He will not enter. And he will come back. So I think the woman was watching and she slept off. And that thing, the light went off. And she knows that they will catch him and they will come and catch her. So the woman ran away. So as I was talking to them, there is a lamp that your son is using. And the wife watched over it. And that lamp went off. So that woman ran away. And the man pretended as if he doesn't understand. Me too, I didn't know, because if God doesn't tell me, I can't know. But as I was praying, I saw him that he has entered into gutter. They have shot him and he entered into a very long gutter. And I said, but sir, you are the one that took him to where he did the lamp now. Look at me. Don't be angry. There's a particular tribe that I don't know what's wrong with you. Your son does not bring money, it's not important. The son that brings money is the one that is head over the family. Even if it's the last born, Shukwemeka. The first born, you abuse him every day until he will go and steal. And that one said he has to go and steal, and he had to come and cut his father's head. Look, when you treat sin casually, you are going to be the first victim of it. And I told you that sin is what? Succeeding in nonsense. The man would now put his head down. He said, three generations cannot suffer. The suffering in their family is much. I said, they have to help themselves. I said, the boy is dead. I said, by the grace of God, his friends that are running around, they are going to say that you are the one. I don't know whether he go back to Port Harcourt. You want to ruin your family? Treat sin how? You didn't answer me again. Treat sin how? And the family will just go like this. And since you understand it, let me read this one for you. You like this one? Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 to 30. And if your right hand offend thee, pluck it out. If your right hand will make you to sin, pluck it out and cast it away from you. It's profitable for thee that one of your members should perish. And not that thy whole body should cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, that is make you sin, cut it off. Mention your family name for me, I want to pray. I'm not hearing you. Mention your family name for me. Your family name is Ojigbi. No problem. That name I just heard now will not go down in the name of Jesus. Same family, wherever is the mother that buy condom for them. Ben, you are buying condom for your daughter of 13 years old. We passed up down the CEO. A woman, she was the one that took her daughter to the doctor. And they used to put something here for girls so that they will not be pregnant. He said, ah, onyodini. What is onyodi? What is onyodi? As I said, help me now. Eh? Osekini? Say dini here. Onyodi, idi e fast. So they put something there. So anything that she does, it will not be pregnant. What about HIV? What about sexually transmitted demons? You are buying condom for your daughter. He said, Akilafeshe, what are we going to do? Your daughter has multiple guys. What is important? The question, Mamu Wale, Ocean Wale, Wele. I said, where the family too would down. If you're angry with my message, shout hallelujah. If you want your home not to be ruined, is it not shameful? You have not even finished BSc. Only you have 5 boyfriends. And you have the God to come and show me that daddy about me. But I said, if I see you in my office again, you have not even finished. You have not even finished BSc. Only you, 5. 1. Ebuka, Shukebuka, Shukemega, Ele, Ono, Chichi, Chiyere, Chiwere, everybody there. I should now start praying. I am the psychedelic pastor. Father, Lord, I thank you for Chukwebuka. If he married this babe, not here. None of the girls allow me. You won't even bring any name until you have gotten your master's. When you have your master, then me and you will be talking about your relationship. Except God said it's time. Look at me anyhow. Are you paying my salary? I came to teach you. I came to help you. Should I continue? You are not angry? It did not affect the offering? Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Your family will not feel God. I didn't hear you. Your family will not feel God. I read to you 1 Corinthians that some families are for bad example. Your family will not be a bad example. Eli gave birth to bad boys. He didn't correct them. They died the same day. Number 6. You want your family to go down the drain and be ruined? Let anger be part of your life there. Morning, be angry. Afternoon, be angry. At night, be angry. Father, angry. But daughter, angry. Everybody, angry. You have done well. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Ephesians 4:26 says, be angry. It's okay to be angry. But sin not. Let not the sun go down upon the right. So this is what I did when I was going to marry. I told my woman, we don't sleep with anger. So if I offend you, you have to tell me before you sleep. So you understand now, Benny. So if I offend you, you are not sleeping. I'm going to tell you before you sleep. And it helped me. Will you be doing it too? All the habit that when the person is now sleeping, you now tapping. Pak, 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 pak. Baba Bisola. Baba Bisola. Maybe the person is having a dream about how he's going to make heaven or collect money. The anger will now start. That, hey, I was about to collect a check. They sent you to my life. Oh, jigby. Praise God. So it's okay to be angry, but don't let the sun set with your anger. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. With all malice. James chapter 1 verse 19. Wherefore, my brethren, let every man be swift. I love this one. Swift to hear. Be fast to hear. It's okay. But slow. Slow to anger. stop acting immediately you have something about somebody. Go ahead and list the things that are making you to be angry. Why are you angry? Why are you angry? Anger has showed me pepper. So now I prefer to look stupid and walk away. Anger is going to collect so many good things from your hands. Anger will make you curse your children. I have not even cursed. When I'm angry, something will happen. Woman of God, very gifted. And that's why I want to speak to all women of God. I say you are gifted. You are a sword in their family. And women are so emotional. Immediately you finish praying, the first people that will offend you, they are your children. And you release words into their life. And that's why the children are suffering. Men. And when you are angry, you are going to speak words. Let me tell you, life of the family is like a glass house. You don't throw stone in a glass house. You are going to break it down. Anger will make you lose what God has prepared for you. The Bible said Moses was the most meek man on earth, but twice he was angry and he missed his promised land. Can I pray for you? You will not use your hand to destroy your own life and family in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. Can you imagine? Look at it. He that is slow to anger. Can I quickly tell you now? There is nothing about people that make noise. There's nothing. Beware of the people that don't say a word. They won't say a word. Beware of the people that even slap. They won't say a word. Then, without them fighting, people that will fight for them will rise. I continue. And he that ruleth his own spirit than that of a city. Then, from today, back down. You want your family to last and be great? Take note of this one. Put Jesus in the middle of your house. Are you still there? Get rid of words of anger, thoughts of anger. Because when you're angry, you are going to think, you are going to react, and you are going to speak words that are very terrible. And that's anger. Wicked words that you're going to speak will have effect over your family. Anybody here suffering because the parents are angry with them? Anybody here that is down now, family crying now because of words of anger and curses? I stand as a prophet and a priest, be delivered by fire. Number 7. You want to ruin your family? Refuse to take responsibility for your own actions. Yes. Refuse to take responsibility. Genesis chapter 3 verse 12. And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, be with me. She gave me of the tree. Look at it. And I ate it. And the Lord said to the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, now serpent deceived me, and I chop him. That's what the Bible said. Adam and Eve had both sinned, and God called them out. And when God called them out, if I was Adam, I would just say, I'm sorry. Now Adam was blaming God. Are you not the one that gave me wife? Oh, God, look at Eve too. Why did you do it? He said, and God said, both of you get out of this place. And they lost the ground. For every family, there is a promised land. See, look at me. When you are wrong, just go, I'm sorry. I think this is all from me. I mess up. I have missed it. I'm sorry. See, that is the shortest cut from all the nonsense. Especially women, when you make mistake and you put the family in trouble, you will say, hey, is it not because of you? Is it not you? Sir, you have troubled that house, the family is over. Is it not because you did this? Take responsibility. Let your children see that you're a responsible father, you're a responsible mother. Nobody is an angel and nobody is perfect. You might be bearing that name. Your name might not go with your situation per time. Yes. Take it easy. God has a good plan for you. Can I still pray for you before we go? You will not miss it in life. I didn't hear you loud and clear. You will not miss it in life. Power to accept responsibility. I messed up. I miss it. I am sorry. God said, God said, have you seen Ahab? Ahab has changed his mind. He said, all the thing I want to do, I will not do in these days again. Didn't you read the Bible like that? He said, I will wait. I will do it in the day of his children. Because he has a repentant heart. But anytime he begins to argue with God, why did God hate Saul so much? And this month he saw be arguing with God. What is standing at the back there? We just brought so that we can sacrifice. Shall I still continue? Are you angry? So take your responsibility of what you say and what you do. The Lord will help your family. Are you the type that your boy can pray that I want to be like my father? A woman said, I don't pray that my children should look like me or should marry a woman like me. A woman said it, that none of her son will marry a woman like her. Wicked woman. Number 8. Are you here? You want to ruin your family? Don't train your children. Bible says, train up your child in the way it should go. When it has grown up, you will not depart from it. Say, and now, don't train your children. Not the one that you are so incorrigible, you cannot. This one, don't train them. Come and see. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up your child. Not when he's old. Now, stop giving an excuse for him. Sorry, sir. It's just that my boy doesn't take nonsense. Really? Really? Sorry, sir. It's just that anytime my daughter is angry, she used to break bottle. Really? When your daughter is angry, you used to break bottle. Really? So I told a particular woman, why is it that your own daughters don't wear bra? Do you know what she said? It's, that's what is raining now. What are they wearing bra for? And the next thing she asked me, sir, how did you know? I said, how did I know? Well, since you asked, let us go back to your past. When you were in university, you dated 13 men. How did I know? When you're in university, when you were in university, you don't wear bra, you. Well, you asked me how I know. He said, Otito. Let's go now. How do we know? In my office. Should I say continue? Are you angry already? The work that they are supposed to do, be doing it for them. Tell my precious daughter, my beautiful daughter, sit down. Ballet. Mama. What's the name of her? Ifayin. Sit down. Go and fetch water. Ifayin. You will see him. Sometimes the things that my children should do, look at me, there's this, and they say, daddy, don't move. I'm not going. I was watching them. I was marking them. You had the bell. You are the one that will go and open the gate. Your children will sit down, be playing Nintendo. You say you are training them, and because the way your mother trained you, no, you have to be balanced. Hello? You will not answer me. You're saying, I don't want them to be angry with me. Are you normal? Who told you that you're not going to make it in life? You can't correct them. And they are doing nonsense. Look at me. More le dagba. English, they cannot grow. When they grow, you are their first victim. You are their first sacrifice. I'm going to have a church that you're going to love me lying to you. I'm going to teach the truth to you. You take it or you leave it. Are you taking it? Then you will prosper. Amen. Train your children. I play with my children, but they know. No. They know. Well, who did this? Before I say the second time confession, I don't stress myself. Train them that I don't take this. And that is what they will exhibit outside. Don't compromise. Train up your children. I read to you. I've said it before now. You remember sons of Eli now? Yes, sir. Their father said, don't worry, leave them. They buy with them. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12 and verse 7. So Eli's sons were wicked. They are sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Don't forget, I said, you want your house to finish? Don't fear God. So they don't fear God, they don't know God. Verse 17. Wherefore the sins of this young man was very great before the Lord. How old is your daughter that is bringing a boy to meet in the house? And you are giving the boy food. She's just 22. In fact, you are the one that will cook for them. Because you want them to buy you iPhone. iPhone 16. How old? Is she ready? You know your son has multiple girlfriends. But I ain't said where. This world now, things have changed. And things will change for you. This is the church. It's not a theater. Hello. I'm not hearing again. I say hello. Eli refused to train his children. He didn't correct them. He died with them. Don't train your children. And watch those children go like this into extinction. Proverbs 23 verse 13 and 14. Withhold not correction from a child. For if thou betest him, he's not going to die. Verse 14. Thou shalt beat him with the rod. And thou shalt deliver his soul from... Nobody may write Proverbs 23 verse 13. No, take note of it. You will not be condemned because of your children in the name of Jesus. Number 9. It's just 10 I'm going. Now take your question. Number 10. Don't listen to instructions. Don't listen to instructions. Number 9. Don't listen to instructions. Don't listen to parental instructions. Children, don't listen to instructions. I'm a teenager. Don't listen to instruction. I'm a man. Don't listen to instruction. Jeremiah 10:23. He said, "Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It's not in a man to direct his path." Don't listen. Most times we say devil. It's not the devil. It's now we. Now we. Okay. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8 to 10. My son, hear the instruction of your father. Forsake not the law of your mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head. And a chains about your neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, no consent. No consent. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Then I read verse 20 to 23. Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be plenty. I read verse 20 to 23 now. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are alive unto those that find them, and health to their flesh. Keep thy heart from all diligence. For out of it shall flow. So out of it are the issues of life. All students, all children, are you listening to me now? Yes, we know there's a level we get to that we don't have to take instruction from them. But when they are telling the truth, listen to them. Listen to them. The rag they have, you don't have. That rag is called experience. What your father and mother will see sitting down, you cannot see it, even if you go and climb 12-story building. And to parents, I want to tell you, listen to instruction of God. Let God be your guide and your guardian. No, they think you know everything. I want to pray for you. God will direct that family. Amen. That family will not go into extinction. Ignore instruction from God of your prayer at your own peril. Going to church is not solution to your problem. Should I say continue? Exodus chapter 20, Verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. And as they are honoring you, parents, you too honor God. Somebody say, I hear you. I can see you have made your choice already. It's my prayer for you that that family will not fail. Now, number 10, I bring 5 things together. I call them the 5 F's. 5 C, sorry, 5 C. I call them the 5 C. I call them, number 1, commitment, compassion, communication, compromise, and Christ. Compassion. Now the first one. Ignore compassion and your family will soon break. I want to talk about compassion. Let there be compassion in your heart towards your brother. Look at me. I taught my children, when one of you fall, all of you wait and carry him. Don't move. I see people grow now, and I see wickedness among siblings. The mother having compassion to the firstborn or the lastborn and hating a particular child. Let there be genuine love, or else that family will go down. Especially when he knows that you love your brother, love his brother more than him. Commitment. What can you sacrifice for your family? That's commitment. What level of sacrifice can you do for your brother? The family where there's no commitment, there's no compassion, that family will go down. The family that you will see your brother suffering, and we are family of God too, and it's nothing to you, that family is going down. 3, communication. See, let me tell you a secret thing. Fear husband and wife that communicate, they don't go fight. If they fight, you know what? They go settle them. I'm telling you again. Fear husband and wife that communicate, you cannot come in their midst. Madam, you are always waiting for him to call you or talk to you. Don't worry. I see a generation where women think they are the same, on the same caliber and rank with men. Now lie. Will I have PhD? Until there is communication. And the Lord said, God knows Adam has sinned. He said, Adam, where are you? If you are God, you just go and meet Adam. You just slap him. God asked, Adam, where are you? Adam said, God, I heard your voice. I'm afraid. Adam, why are you the fear? Adam, have you eaten what I said you should not eat? Communication. I talk about commitment, compassion, communication. Let me talk about compromise. Not compromising the truth, but listen to me. Any family whereby the mother said, it is my way or the highway. Any family where the children will always have their way. Sometimes, look at me, families give and take. You have to come to compromise sometimes. Hello? Not, this is how I'm doing it. Don't always be the one, sir, that your own is the final. Sometimes listen to your wife. Listen to your children. And come to an agreement on the round table. And finally, Christ. The family where there's no Christ, there'll be crisis. The family where there's no Christ is going down. I ask my children, are you born again because I'm a pastor? When exactly were you born again? What encounter did you have? And when they told me the encounter each, I was happy. Do you have Christ, or you are coming to church because your mom is coming to church? You have Christ, or you are just in church because your brother is coming to church? If you can pay attention to all these 10 things I taught you today, and you stand against them because they are suckers in, I can assure you that your home is safe. Your family is safe. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you that that house will not break from your own side. That house will not break from your own department. That house will not break from your own lane in the name of Jesus. Miracle is coming to that house through you. Blessing is coming to that house through you. I've told you that you don't leave a family the way you met it. You have to change the status quo. Say, thank God I'm in this family. Thank God I'm in this family. If there's any question, I take your question. If there's no question, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Is there any question? Stretch your hand. I want to pray for you. Anywhere you are, I want to pray for you. Anywhere you are, I want to pray for you. Now, me, they do the prayer today. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord.
Take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me.
I'm not hearing you.
The joy of my salvation. And renew thy spirit within me.
One more time.
Cast me not away.
Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord.
Oh,
take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore
unto me the joy of my salvation, and renew thy spirit within me.
I pray for every family represented here, physically and on the platform, that your family will not go down. Any attitude, addiction, habit that is making God to vex with that house, as you change your mind today, that your family has obtained mercy in the name of Jesus. Every family of idolatry, family of sin, family will not fear God. As you change today, let them family obtain mercy in the name of Jesus. I'm still praying for that family. Any family now that God has turned his back on. God used Samuel powerfully, but all his children were useless. Ben. I am praying for you. Moses' children, we no hear of them. By the power in the blood of Jesus, great things will not finish in your own days in the name of Jesus. Every sense where you think you get, that sense, everything that we are doing, the gimmicks and manipulation, thinking we are intelligent, where you have listened to your mother, listened to your friend, against your life and against the will of God, as you change your mind, may God show you mercy in the name of Jesus. Under the wash of the Holy Ghost, not mine, no family here will go into extinction in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus go to the foundation on every family here and begin to purge every nonsense out in the name of Jesus Christ. Power to fear God. Power to fear God. When father fear God, children fear God, that family will thrive. Receive the grace to fear God in that family in the name of Jesus. Your amen, I started to go down and I will drop the microphone. That family will be a family that fear God in the name of Jesus. I said, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I hereby pray for you. Money, say money, will not make your family to break in the name of Jesus Christ. Covetousness. A family came to me 1997. this lady met her ex. And the ex said, when I was with you, I really enjoyed myself. I want us to continue. And the lady said, I fear God and my husband. When she got home, she told the husband. The husband said, what? How much did he say? We'll give you 1997. The man said, if I peg you here, I will give you 1997, 150,000 for pecking. Timothy is laughing. That's your department. If I kiss you directly, I will give you half a million. Now, if I now go to the headquarters and I touchlight your website, I will give you 2 million. This couple came to me like this. I wasn't married. 1997. That they want to seek the face of God. God, I won't lie on my altar. God is my witness. He's an editor of a very big magazine then. Magazine at the close of book. So, am I going to pray? I said, sir, 150, 500. I know you have done it already. And they now said something that touched me. That one is the one that touched me. Sir, anything we collect from there, we will give the Lord the tithe. That is what pained me. And I said, you have done it already. You are just looking for a pastor that you will rope with yourself. The woman went and did it. The man collected the money and divorced her. Is an editor of the big magazine, then, but that magazine closed. They remove him from the distance. Then I continue praying. Power to stand for the truth. When your wife is wrong, when your husband is wrong, when your children are wrong, that this is not right, my dear, let it come upon you now in the name of Jesus. We used to say we are not like them. It's not just a word. It's not just a word. We know what people do in this setting called pastor. But some of us decide, no, we are going to make heaven by force. Now I compel by the power and the blood of Jesus. You and your children will make heaven in the name of Jesus. Samuel, I say I compel in the name of Jesus that you and your children, you will make heaven by force in the name of Jesus. Whatever is pushing you not to make heaven, I cause that thing to back up now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at me before I round off. There are some things that God gave you. There are some things that God did not give you. Everything that God has given to you, are you ready for this prayer? You will not lose them in the name of Jesus. Anything I'm battling for, I leave it. Everything I want in life, Esther, God give me. Everything I want in life. I was in my office when this Baba was talking, telling me about that thing we are looking this morning. When he was talking, he said, sir, it's sickening. I said, why did you bring it to me? Because God loves me. Wherever you are, what is yours will come for you in the name of Jesus. And when it comes, without stealing, without manipulating, it will last in your hand in the name of Jesus. May your home be a peaceful home. May your home be a loving home. A home without compromise. A home where the Spirit of God will begin to breed. In the name of Jesus. A home when there is plenty. I'm not hearing you. A home where there is more than enough. In the name of Jesus. There will be no loss in your home. No crisis in your home. You will not use your own hand to destroy that home. God will deliver you from stupid mistakes. In the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that your home is blessed. Your life is blessed. Your children are blessed. Your wife is blessed. Your husband is blessed, sir. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Go ahead and bless him in Jesus' mighty name. Go ahead and bless him.
You've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, temples, and to make power.